Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you, love your show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz.
Ow, Charlie! Ow! Charlie!
That was my favorite video ever. Right. But, you know, it hits home for a lot of people because we learned that Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show actually had to miss some work because her child threw a train and it hit her in the eye. Like, he walloped her right in the eye with a train. So we were talking about that and Dave's like, seriously, like, A, what did you say about learning how to...
Someone needs to teach the kid how to properly play with a train.
Exactly. It doesn't belong in the sky.
They don't
it's
fly.
Not an airplane.
Not yet.
No. It's a train. But also, like, can this really happen? And I said, I bet that we can't even meet a parent who hasn't been injured by their child. Right, Kristen?
Yes.
So what is your story? Because this seems crazy. This one actually took you to the doctor.
Yes, it did. My daughter, who is now 15... was a baby at the time, and she was sitting on my lap and, you know, bouncing up and down, and her hands were flying, and the next thing I know, she poked me right in the eye. And I ended up going to the doctor, and she scratched my cornea. Oh. But the funny thing is that he was calling everyone from the doctor's office in to come look at my eye, because apparently it was the worst one he had ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's calling nurses and interns into the room to look at me, so that they could see what a really bad one looks like.
It seems awful. Like, wow. You probably feel like a freak show. Like, what does it look like?
Yeah,
exactly.
Did you get over it?
I did. I missed work for about 2 days because I couldn't stand the light on my eye.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I looked like a pirate because I had to wear the eye patch for about a week and a half.
And it was just a baby, so it's not like you can even say, look what you did to mommy! Right?
Exactly.
Babies do have those little razor blade nails,
know,
though,
they do.
Don't they?
They're so small. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
How long ago
Kristen?
Was this, Kristen?
She was a baby. She's 15 now. So okay. She was a baby when this happened, so it was a long time ago.
Okay. Do you ever hold it over her head whenever she acts bad, being a teenage girl, going, remember that time?
I bring it up every once in a while. Of course, she doesn't remember, but I do bring it up every once in a while.
Yeah, she scarred you. I mean, literally.
Yeah, literally.
She scarred you. That's hilarious, Kristen. Thanks for sharing that story.
No problem. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you.
Kristen.
So do you have a story similar? 215-263-6700. I know, I feel like every day I've bumps and bruises from the kids, especially if you have boys. You know what I mean?
They're
like,
so
Leonard is so,
yeah,
like, there's just, he's always kicking and, like, you know, not to hurt, but just his body just, like, flails around like that. But I have this weird lump on the side of my head. Do you
Andy's
see this?
Showing me, yeah.
This
oh,
weird
yeah.
lump, right? And it's just, it's like a cyst. It's not a thing. It's in my hairline. You don't really notice it. I know that it's there. Well, it got much bigger than it is right now. And I was wrestling with Leonard and our heads clunked against each other. And I was like, oh my God, because it's right by my temple. I was like, oh my gosh. And I put my hand there. I was like, my bump is gone. I was so excited that it went away. I was like, I have to do this all the time. But then it grew back. It's back again. But yeah, I've gotten bloody noses from the kids.
Sure. I remember being on a swing set and plowing over my dad somehow. He looked the wrong way for a second. Or, you know, when you're a kid on the swing, you try to go really high, you try to, like, turn and spin to make it a little more fun. Somehow I plowed into him.
Well,
so,
I mean, he should not have been in front of the swing.
Thank you. It's his own fault.
Absolutely. Look, the phones are lit up already.
Good morning.
So, Rose, we're wondering if your kid has ever injured you or you as a kid. Did you ever injure your parents?
So, my nephew actually injured me accidentally. He used to get really hard earwax as a child, a toddler, and I wanted to clean his ears with some hydrogen peroxide, and he was scared, and I said, well, do you want to, you know, try it on Aunt Rosie first so you can see it? It doesn't hurt, bud. And he's like, sure. So I laid my head on the side, and I gave him a cat poo to dump in my ear. But
now, wait, just, Rose, how old is he at this point?
Oh, he's probably like 4.
Okay. All right. So you're lying with your head on its side and you're giving him a cap full of peroxide. Go ahead.
And so he goes to dump it in my ear, but he dumps it in my eye. Speaking out because it does hurt if it's in your eye. And
I would think
ear.
So.
So I tried not to, like, freak out too much. But, of course, I was like, oh, that wasn't where I was supposed like bleeding profusely, and so he's freaking out. He's like, "You said it doesn't hurt."
Oh my god!
Oh no! And he hasn't touched peroxide in 17 years.
That's hilarious.
Rose, that's funny.
We're glad you're okay, Rose.
We're talking about something Andy's familiar with. Kids hurting their parents accidentally,
yes,
of course.
I mean, sometimes you can get a really bad injury. Heidi, am I right?
Yes, this is true.
So what happened to you?
When she was about 4 years old, I also had a newborn, you know, about 6 or 7 months old. So I was sitting on the floor with my newborn. She was barely sitting up. You know how you sit behind them? And we're at a family function. We're all talking, hanging out, like watching TV, relaxing. And when you put your arms back, you just kind of give yourself a rest. So you have like a baby that's pushing on you. So you're just like chilling out. Well, my other daughter, who was about four and a half at the time, she came around, you know, they grab on your neck. And when she did that, she stepped on my hand, which was like awkwardly placed behind me, and it immediately hurt. It hurt like crazy. I'm like, oh, what is that? And then when I took a look at my hand, my pinky finger was like completely like mangled. Like,
oh,
totally.
Oh God. Mangled, like, is not a good word.
It was like, it was very much going in the wrong direction.
Oh,
so,
oh no.
And I had, like, I had played basketball or whatever growing up, so I'm like, well, either it's jammed or maybe I could just pop it back or, you know, so it hurt a lot. And I'm a nurse, so I was like, oh, I got to ice it. So I iced it, and I tried to, like, pull it a little bit straight because the thing is, I didn't want to go into the ER, which is where I work, to tell them what happened. Then... So I was like, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. I'll take some Motrin, ice it, elevate it. The next morning, it was pretty black and blue. And I went to work, and I work in the operating room. So every day I get scrubbed. You know, you got to wear your sterile gown and your sterile gloves. I could not get those gloves on. It hurt
so bad.
And I was so embarrassed. This is just a stinking pinky. So,
it had to be broken, right?
Well, I didn't know yet. And then I went to the ortho, you know, in the operating room, you work with different specialists. So I was like, see this? See what I have here? And he scanned it. He's like, it's broke. I'm like, it's broke? So I went to his specialist, you know, the hand guy, because, you know, I figured, okay, well, I guess I have to get a cast or something. And he was like, you have to, you're either going to the OR to get it pinned.
Oh, my
gosh. I was in shock. I'm like, it's a pinky. Or you have to promise to come back every week. And I had to go to this ortho guy for like 6 weeks straight for x-rays every week.
Just to make sure that it was staying in place.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's crazy.
Thank you very much, Heidi. That's a great story. Good morning, Laura. Hey, what's your story about injuring a parent?
Good morning. I actually was the kid that injured my grandma. So I was sleeping in her bed because I was spending the night at her house. And I was probably, I was old enough to remember what was going on, but not old enough to really get yelled at. I was sleeping next to her, and I remember twitching in my sleep so bad that I actually, like, punched her in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
And she just woke up and kind of just looked at me like, why did you do that? And I was like, ah. I was sleeping. I didn't know. I'm sorry. You know, so it was kind of just like, oh, whatever. But she wouldn't let me live that down.
No, no, I'm sure. That's great. Laura, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Kelly. Hey, what is your getting injured by a kid story?
I actually injured my mom.
What happened?
I shut her hand in the car door until it clicked and it broke in 3 places.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Still haven't. It's been like 20 years, and that story still gets brought up.
We're all looking at our hands, cringing, going,
oh my gosh,
Kelly!
That's awful.
I think the worst
terrible daughter.
Is I was in the front seat, and my brother was in the back seat, and right when it happened, my mom's trying to be calm, to tell me, like, okay, Kelly, reopen the door. And my brother's in the back seat screaming at me, you're so stupid. So I panicked and I froze and I just did nothing. And I didn't even open the door for her.
Oh my gosh.
I picture your mom's hand looking like one of those cartoon characters' hands where it's in the shape of the door.
Right, and like throbbing.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, so that was not my my prime moment.
Your best moment or your mom's.
Yeah, Christmas must have been rough on you that year.
Thanks so much, Kelly.
Love you guys. Love your show.
You don't have to wait long or country on the way.
I love my country. 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.